forgiving because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you.
We wouldn't always be doing this here, Tim. This is the last call. This is the last shepherd for mankind. We've been doing this here since 2012. But it'll come to an end, just like everything. Calling people to repentance. And like I say, this what we're doing here, we're not playing the game. This is serious stuff. God has called us. We pay the price. You can either take it or leave it. This is the last call for the human race. After that, the Lord shuts them down. It's whosoever will. Like I say, we're not playing the game. If you want to play a game, you a lot of churches out there you can play games with. But this here is serious. I don't know who's all listening to us, but you might best just take it serious. It's worth something. This is something that's worth fighting for. We've been fighting for this for the last 40 years. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing out here that's worth fighting for. These false teachers and false doctrine. They stink to high heaven. Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. He healed the sick, and he caused the blind to see. He made the lamb to walk again, and he set the captives free. But they turned their back upon the Lord and nailed him to the tree. What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Jesus Christ is still the same, he'll do the same for you. The peace he gives is hard to understand. He'll be the kindest, truest friend that you will ever have. Don't crucify the Lord again and turn your back on him. What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? The Lord who died upon the cross will come to earth one day. His coming now is even at the door. Will your soul be ready? Will your sins be washed away? Or will he turn his back on you and say, I know you not? What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? The Lord who died upon the cross will come to earth one day. His coming now is even at the door. Will your soul be ready? Will your sins be washed away? Or will he turn his back on you and say, I know you not? What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Don't walk away. Don't walk away. People, they need to take aware of where we're living in time. This is the last chapter for the human race. He's going to give every Hutterite an opportunity to make that decision. We're not playing the game here. It's serious stuff. There's a story old and has often been told of how our Savior died. As the nail his hands, he cried, they don't understand. As the blood flowed from his side, how can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side?
with tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? As he hung there on the tree, he prayed for you and me. There was no one his pain to ease. Before he died, he faintly cried, Father, forgive them, please. How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? Maria is who I'm crying, saying loud and oblique, their hearts to their dead begin stone. Drum blick nor a vein in the father gishik, their eyes of fear depart for moon. Cried, saying loud and public, their hearts and their sin begin stone. O heart, make thine Jesus getragen in the shoot. Give this that them cries out for thee. O floss, make thine blood fall about men that rule. So arise and fear thee, and fear me. See, sinners, see, that Jesu Christ, saying loud and public, their hearts to their sin begin stone. Thine and thine again, bait in the snake. But dark to me, God, there's for sin. That's blue, thine's islands befried from Gilead. There is there, me, knabe, ye queen. See, where Jesus and Christ saying loud and public, their hearts to their death begin stone. O zwei pleni klänger, o glaubes gewiss, du hast nun sonst nichts mehr zu tun. Dein Jesus, der tragt auch für dich in den Riss, in ihn kannst du seliglich ruhen. See, sinner, see, where Jesu am Kreuz saying loud and public, their hearts to death begin stone. Oh, the judgment day is coming, what a awful day it will be. Christ forever is my refuge, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, does you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me at the sounding of the trumpet, at the dawning of the deep. Worldly pleasures with their treasure shall forever pass away. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Poor lost sinner will be crying for the home they'll never see, but the ransom will be singing, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Poor lost sinner will be crying for the home they'll never see, but the ransom will be singing, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me.
The truth, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We're just going to bump right into it. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out an entrance where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loosed his faithful lap of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. There's that scripture. Es gebetet uns an allen Enden Buße zu tun. Acts 17, verse 30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he had ordained, whereof he had given assurance unto all men, and that he had raised him from the dead. Therefore, although God has overlooked such times of ignorance, he now commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has set a day which he is going to judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he designated, having provided to prove everyone by raising him from the dead. Und zwar hat Gott die Zeit der Unwissenheit übersehen. Nun aber gebietet alle Menschen allen Enden Buße zu tun. Darum, dass einen Tag gesetzt hat, an welchen richten will, den Kreis erboden mit Gerechtigkeit durch einen Mann, in welchen beschlossen hat, und jeder Mann behalten hat Glauben, nachdem ihn vor dem Toten auferweckt. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here. We just pray you'll open up our understanding. Open up our hearts to execute this very important thought we're having today, Lord, that there's now a chance for each and everybody to repent, because you've overlooked the time of ignorance. That includes me and everybody. And we all need to repent and take time out and realize the hour we're living in, Lord. You've given us this mandate here in our Lord now, and it could be the last cause. One of these days we're going to have our last conversation here, Lord. And we're not just trying to fear them. We know the hour we're living in, Lord. You've given us the understanding of it, and we just pray you open the hearts of the people, that these words don't go in empty, that we're just not doing all this in vain, Lord. We just realize how serious a time we're living in. But, Lord, all our talk and all everything we say and do doesn't mean nothing if you don't inspire it, if you don't open it up, if you don't take time out, Lord, to give that increase. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I got up this morning and I realized that this is what the Lord let me know. There comes a time when God's going to shut everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a time for everybody. We all need to repent. It's just that simple. There's no way you can enter in without repentance. The world has manufactured this artificial Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to go to a rhythm or row, and you just got to go down and do what the preacher says, and this, that, and the other. But the Bible tells us you first need to repent. You got to repent of your sin. That everywhere, all around the world, everybody needs to repent, and that includes me. And that's what I've seen this morning. We all have to repent for, no matter who you are, you need to repent. There are some things in everybody's life that he needs to repent of. And rebellion against God, rebellion against his word, mostly rebellion. At the end of the day, it's all about rebellion, that the human race, they rebel against God. You're not gonna tell me what to do. That's why Jesus, he was obedient to his heavenly Father right to the very end, right to the death on the cross. He didn't rebel, and I know I'm just as guilty as anybody. I rebel from time to time too. But see, now God has called us all to grow up and smarten up and, first of all, to repent of all our issues and everything we've done. And he's given each one. Now, like I see, this is the last call for the human race. He's going to give everybody an opportunity here. Just up the road here, there's going to be an opportunity for every human being to make a decision. What are they going to do with this man Jesus? That's why we sing these songs. That's why the Lord has put us on this journey for the last 40 years, so that we can have here in this end time, we can tell the people all around the world what's coming and where it's at, and about the proper faith. It's one of the first things The Lord, Dowd began to deal with me back in the early 90s. There's one faith, one baptism, and one God, and we have been working overtime. We've been doing everything we possibly can to wake up a lost and dying world. We put all our resources into it, every cent that we make. We don't take nobody's money. We don't take nobody's tithe. We don't want nobody's money. Everything that we do comes from our own pocket. And everything that we did, we worked for it, and we saved it up just for the simple to put the message out there for a lost and dying world. Anything out there outside of this here truth, it's going to just a bunch of garbage, and it stinks to high heaven, and it has absolutely no bearing, because they're not going to tell you the truth of the hour that we're now living in. They preach their hearts out, and they got thousands and thousands of people in their stadium and their churches, but they're not telling the people the most important thing for the church age of Laodicea is the fact that God sent the prophet. And now here he's closing out the age. Everything is ripe for judgment. It's just, judgment is looming on the rise. You can see it all around the world. We hear about the wars. We see the famine in the land. All around the world, everything is gearing up for the judgment day of the Lord. And it's just galloping. We're just galloping towards it. There's nobody that can stop it. It's no use trying to tell the Lord to hold off a bit, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. It doesn't work. You're just going to bump into that day of the Lord just as rapidly as they ran into that flood. There came a day when that flood came. There came a day when the destruction of Jerusalem came. All these things, they're just up looming on the rise. God is ready to unleash it, but the reason he's holding it back, he's not willing that any should perish. And I've seen it this morning. I've seen it throughout the night and yesterday. How close we are to the coming of the Lord, and this is the last call. He's given the human race an opportunity to just do exactly what the book of Revelation says, whosoever will let him come and drink out of the waters of life freely. Let him that is a thirst, let him that blessed is he that has been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's on right now. You can go look all around the world. Nobody will tell you that. Oh, they'll just tell you about what's going on around the world and fear monger people. Get them worked up in their emotions, and then they tell you, if you're not here at this church when the rapture comes, you're going to miss the rapture. That's how they brainwash. That's what they do to the people. That's how they're doing it. There's fear mongering them, but they don't tell you the most important thing to the church age of Laodicea. God sent a prophet, and that here we are down in the closing days of time, and we told you exactly over and over again exactly when that will happen, right down to the day. The midnight cry, we told it over and over again. And then the week of Daniel began October the 15th, 2021. From there you got 7 years, and then you got 1,260 days to the middle of the week when the accuser of the brethren is cast out. And like I said yesterday, he's taking the beeline and he's going straight down to hell to get some reinforcement. And now what the devil is doing right now when these lads, has been doing in the last 3.5 years, he went down to get some reinforcement to deceive the masses. That's all he's doing. Now he's sending out, he's not coming with a bunch of pitchforks. He's coming in with a deceptive mode of deception, and he's using these churches, he's using these religions, he's using these antichrists, he's using the gospel hall people, he's using the Latter-day Saints, all these false religions out there, he's using them to deceive the masses and to take them out to hell and death. And here, we're the only two people that'll tell people the truth. You gotta come on board and enjoy the scenery and accept the message for your day, or you're just going to have to suffer the consequences. The Lord raised us up 40 years ago. I paid a hefty price. We paid a hefty price to bring, to get to where we are today. And here we have a message that's foolproof, that's sound. It can interconnect exactly with what Jesus said before he went to Calvary. this will be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And he sent in these seven angels. You can read it in Revelation chapter 1. He sent these seven stars, which are the seven angels, to the seven church ages of Laodicea. And he said, this is going to be eternal life. And then he sent these angels, and they linked up with earthly vessels. The first church age was the church age of Ephesus. And that angel linked up with the apostle Paul. And that's eternal life. Back then it was eternal to believe the message that the apostle Paul brought out. And here in these closing days of time, that angel came down to the church age of Laodicea and linked up with the vocal cords of Brother Branham and his Brother Jackson. And now we're just bringing in the finishing touches, and we're telling the lost and dying world where it's at. It's not confused. It's just very simple. That's eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And anything outside of that chapter, it's going to take you out to hell. And that's because these antichrists, they're working overtime to deceive the masses, to send them out to hell and death. And all we're doing, we're holding on to the fort. We're not preachers. We're just holding on to the things that have been firmly established to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. That angel is still here. That angel will be here until that rapture happens. And then it's all over but the crying. And then God only knows where the human race is. It's just going to hit judgment. Mm-hmm. And then just up the road, then there's the judgment seat of Christ. It's a horrible time that's coming up the road here. And all we're doing everything that we possibly can to set an example, to set a standard. And we get up every morning and we bring in the day with prayer. And then we have some songs, and we do that every day on a daily basis for the last umpteen years, ever since the Lord dealt with us. At first, he put us on the truck, and then we'd stop every Sunday morning. We'd stop around 10 o'clock. We'd have a two-hour conversation. We'd put it out on the internet, and then the Lord took us off the truck, and he sent us home, and he put us to retire. And that's all we're doing now on a daily basis. We're sending out the truth for a lost and dying world, and you will not find nobody out there that'll tell you what we're telling you. And this is the proper faith. A lot of people are wondering, what's the proper faith? Well, this here, right, is we have the proper faith because we're connecting everything back to the scriptures. Exactly what Jesus said. This will be eternal life. Anything off that channel, anything outside of this chapter, is going to send you out to hell and death, because that's what that gray horse rider will do. He's going to send people out to hell and death. You can read it over in the book of Revelation. It's just that simple. And all we're doing now, we're calling everybody to repentance and calling everybody, whosoever will, let them come and partake of the waters of life freely. Just that simple.
People don't realize that a lot of people don't even know what to repent. Like when you go back to the Old Testament and you follow the journey of God calling out Abraham, and he selected himself a people, like the children of Israel, and he gave them his laws and his ordinances, all his statutes, in order for them to be a holy people that walk before him, that people around the nations would see the real and true God that these people were serving, the Israelites. But they did the exact opposite. After a while, they started turning to pagan gods. And then Nehemiah, when he was still in Babylon, and he prayed a prayer. And I'll just read a little bit over here, just so people understand. A lot of people don't know what to repent of. But there is always something that leads people into sin and wrong. So Nehemiah, in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 4, "And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned." You heard back about the state of Jerusalem, what the state of Jerusalem was in. The walls were burned down and it was in a bad state. So he sat down and he wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven, and said, "I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. See, through Moses he gave them commandments, statutes that they should follow in order to serve him. And so they started going astray, and then God would, came a time where his anger would no longer be stilled. And he said, you're going to go into captivity. Jeremiah, he prophesied 70 years, you're going to go into captivity. And that's what happened. And at the end of those 70 years, Cyrus made a decree that they can go back to their homeland. And then the process was a slow kind of process. And then Nehemiah, he came and he prayed for the sins of his fathers. And he said, me and my house have sinned because they have strayed from the ways of God. In the same way here in the Laodicea church hour, God sent a prophet. And people don't realize that because of rejecting the prophet, the Gentile church, they sinned against God because they rejected what God had to turn them back to the faith of the early church. So that's really what's hanging over America, is that rejecting the message that God had for Laodicea. And that repentance, you need to repent of first and foremost rejecting his commandments and his statutes, his principles, what he sent, that like those seven stars, like you said, those seven stars. And the seventh star of Laodicea was that angel messenger that spoke through Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson to deliver a message to the people that live in that era of time. And people who rejected that is really the sin, because you see, after that, a lot of disaster came into America, because that is really what God had for America, and they rejected it, and then all this corruption came in, and that's the sin. See, we didn't reject that, but that doesn't mean like you're a holy person. There's still like things that the person does that you need to repent because of the natural man and things like that. But as a whole, the deep core sin that happened in America was rejecting God's message.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen to that. That's why when they had this repenting, rededicating America back to God, mm-hmm. and they don't even know that it was just a game. It was mm-hmm. just a religious game mm-hmm. driven on by a bunch of antichrists. And they don't even know what they need to repent of. They need to repent. A church age of Laodicea needs to repent of rejecting the prophet, because it says back in the book of Revelation, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold. I counsel of thee to accept the ministry that he has sent, and the church age of Laodicea, which is Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. That's the sin that they did. And the 60s he came, and they rejected him, and then that's why you have the America you have today. Mm-hmm. And then he still counsels, and he begs, and he pleads, I stand at the door, and I counsel of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. And then that gold, that's the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And here I presented it to the Hutterites mm-hmm. here back in the early 90s, and did the very same thing that America did. And now you see all the problems. It's just like a flood of filth going direct down to hell and death. And they're taking all their young people. They're taking everybody with them because they rejected the truth for their hour. And it's going to gallop towards them. And we're just calling people now. Every nation in this world is now being called to repentance, whether they like it or not. And from there, God's going to bring, well, if you reject that, God's going to bring judgment on this world. The judgment seat of Christ. Behold, the judgment of the Lord is coming. The day of the Lord is just We're just galloping 100 miles an hour towards the coming of the Lord. And nobody can stop it because he's got a day set exactly when he's going to call it quits. Mm-hmm. And as we get it right down to the day, we told you time and time again, it's going to happen exactly by the scriptures, October the 15th. That's when Jesus went off to see the mercy, and he went and became, now that's when he took on his next phase after he gets off to see the mercy, is to become King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he'll be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords till for 1,000 years he's going to have that position. He is right now, he has exercised his full power and his full authority, but the wheels are rolling towards the judgment seat of Christ, and he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and every eye will see him when he comes back here shortly. I can tell you right now, and when it's going to happen, it's going to happen by the scriptures about 2028, and he's going to come, and it's going to happen the way by the scriptures, because the Bible was written before the foundation of the world. We just happen to, fortunately now, God's willing and just his grace that he poured out on us, and we found that channel, we found that chapter, and between a lost and dying world, and the Lord allowed us to come in contact with the message from the church, A to Laodicea, and we're doing everything we can to bring it out to a lost and dying world, whether they want it or not, whether they accept it or not. That's not our business. Our business is to make sure that we've done the repenting for our part, and that we do it out, put it out there on a daily basis. Like I say, we're leading by an example. I'm not going to be everybody's bodyguard and tell them what they need to do, what they don't need to do. It's all in the scriptures, it's all in the song, it's all in the Bible, what every human being needs to do to so that he can be ready when the Lord Jesus does come, when he shows up. And he's going to show up just as sure as anything, because everything the Bible is all about the coming of the Lord. And he's coming down here to rule and reign for 1,000 years. And the wicked in the center will be removed out of it. Only those that are worthy to go into that age of regeneration. The rest are just going to go out to hell and death. And there they'll be, eventually they'll end up in that lake of fire to be destroyed. And there'll be no more memory of them. Right now, the thing is on, each and everybody, one of us, has to repent. And then follow through what we've been trying to say here. Repent. What do you repent of? Repent for rejecting the Lord. Repent of rejecting the message for the church, the leader, see, and go back and buy that ISAP. You can only find it through the ministry of these two men that were sent and the church, the leader, see. And all we're doing, we're just holding on to the fort and we're just telling people where it's at. It's just that simple. And this is the only thing that's worth fighting for. You know, that song we sang yesterday. At least it's something that's worth fighting for, because, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to have something. But fighting for that gospel hall thing, for that upright thing, for that Leonard stuff, it's all going to fall by the wayside, because just up here the road, just up the road here, the end of Babylon is here. Babylon is falling, and one of these days it's just not going to be there anymore. And Babylon, that's that whole religious system, that gospel law program, that the Latter-day Saints program, they got thousands upon thousands of people under their watch, and it's going to disintegrate into nothing, because it never was nothing. It's all just brought on by Satan, by these antichrists, the same way that Hutterite system, the same way that Amish thing. It's all just brought on by a bunch of antichrists, because they're not tapped into these seven stars. This is life going to be life eternal, that they believe in them, whom I will send them. And back in the 1500s, when God sent that angel to talk to the vocal cords of Martin Luther, it didn't take long. It only took 10 years. Then the devil sat back and he brought in these antichrists, these Peter Riedemann and these Andreas Enterprises and these Jakob Hutters. He brought them in to diffuse everything that Martin Luther ever taught. And that's where they come up with these community-style living. They drag people right back into communism again, right back into the dark ages. They don't even know. And now you see the results of it. That Hutterite thing, the foundation of it is back with Jakob Hutter and these tugs. Mm-hmm. They're not connected to that star that Jesus said, is it going to be eternal life. That outright thing is just going to disintegrate just like the Catholics and just like all of these religions out here. This is here the only thing that we have the scripture for to back up with scripture. This is life eternal. If you can only get yourself to a place where you can believe what we've been trying to say here for the last 10, 15 years, ever since 2012. And it is that. If anybody's looking for it, you'll find it. If you're really honestly seeking for it, you'll find it. But there's going to have to be a prize. There's going to have to be whatever the prize is. It's worth the prize. It's worth fighting for. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm. Like John the Baptist, he called those religious leaders, he called them scorpions. He called them out and he even said, who warned you of the rat to come? They went and checked it, everything out. See, that's how the devil wants to stop what God is doing. He used those religious leaders to stop God's program. And you can see what happened in the 60s. That's exactly what Satan used was these preachers, these organized religions, in order to shut down God's program that he sent the prophet and came with a message to turn them back to the faith of the church, early church. And that's exactly what also the Hutterites did. That's why when you listen to their preachers, they're empty spiritually. Like a lot of them, they can say really nice words. Some of them, you know, when you will listen to them, they have nice ways of putting things. But see, there's the life behind it does not match up. Like there's a lot of people that are very gifted with words, and they can really move you to tears. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's of God. You know, when you hear these things, a lot of people think when people can talk nice, that's really that guy is really of God. But that's what the Israelites thought when they were walking through the wilderness. They thought that the Dathan and Abiram, they were really godly people, but God destroyed them. And that's how it is in this age. There's people that are deceived by nice words and by a person's charisma. But a person that rejects truth is really a wicked person. When they reject the truth for their day and hour, that's a person that Antichrist spirit can really used off as an individual like that.
Even to that, and they come in here, these Antichrist, they come in here, like the other day, I was telling you the other day, we're sitting here, and all of a sudden the Lord spoke to you, he's giving you power over scorpions, over all powers of the enemy, and I didn't know what it meant, but before the day was over, here come a scorpion, here come that Denny from Bloomfield, a preacher, claims himself to be one of the better preachers, but what does God call him? He called him a scorpion and a deceiver, that's what he called him, and he warned us he's going to come in here. Before the day was out, here he comes in with his garbage and
that's what happens when you reject truth. You reject the truth for your day and hour, you know, you become a vessel that Satan can use.
Yeah, he knows I got the truth. I've been dealing with him forever and a day. He's my cousin. That's I've been talking to him, and he knows I'm right. And what does he do? Does exactly the opposite to what he should do. And back in the day, he went every chance he got. He went down there to Rolling Acres to brainwash my wife to set her up against me. And that's now he got the results of it. And, he don't have nothing, and his stuff, it stinks to high heaven. And at the end of the day, he's got nothing. He needs to repent and everybody, whoever he is, everybody needs to repent of their atrocities, of their sorcery. You can see it back over the book of Revelation. God's calling, even after the great age is shut down, after everything, he still calls people to repent and from their sorceries and from their diabolical false religion. And now here we're in the closing days of time, and this is the last call, and I don't know how many more times we'll be having these conversations. We don't know what God going to shut him down, but one of these days, we're going to have our last conversation. It'll be the last call, because we know what the Lord did for us in the last 40 years. He called us out, put us on this journey, so that here in these closing days of time, we're going to have a truth to tell to the people, wherever, whosoever will let him come, whosoever is a thirst, let him come, whosoever, blessed is he that has been invited. This is the final chapter. From there, it goes into judgment. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it says in Revelation, when God's wrath is poured out and those vials, and it says that there are some, and they repented not to give God the glory. And that's how wicked people can become. You know, it can be just a simple factor of that rejecting the prophet and denying that God has sent the prophet. You know, these things can be called wicked as well, because you're rejecting the very thing that God did for this hour. And here in the book of Revelation, it kind of, God is looking at mortal people now. And those people that will reject what God has to reject God and that everlasting gospel, they're going to be like that. Those are going to be, they repented not to give him the glory. They're going to be people that will be destroyed, because they just reject what God has for their day and hour, and then they're considered wicked people.
Amen to that.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to let people know where things back in with the children of Israel, how they sinned against you, and they forsook your commandments and your statutes, your principles, and they went into apostasy, went bowing down to strange gods, Lord, and you sent them into captivity, into judgment, the same way when they rejected Jesus and in 33 AD, and then the destruction of Jerusalem came. That all comes from rejecting what you have for the people in their day and hour, Lord. So we just pray for this generation, just like Daniel and Nehemiah prayed for the sins of the people, Lord, and they, for what they have done against you, Lord. And the same way with this generation, they have sinned against you. They've rejected your message, your prophet, Lord. And that's why you see America in the state that it is in now. All the evil that came in and all the corruption, the same way with the Hutterite people, Lord. You had Sam present them the truth and they rejected it just because their hearts were not right, Lord. And now there's a lot of problems arising within their colonies, Lord, just because of that, Lord. So we pray, Lord, that you will help these people, Lord, repent of their sins, Lord, and acknowledge their wrong. We ask this in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.